How's everybody doing? Okay, so planning environmental linkages, not exactly linking planning and NEPA, but definitely one of the areas that we're really looking at integrating. So this is not really a new thing necessarily. I've been in headquarters of Federal Highway Administration since about 1992 or so, and that was ICE-T era, and that's when I sort of got my first introduction to linking planning and NEPA. And it's been around even longer than that in looking for ideas and ways to integrate the various things that we do, the various things that we need to do in order to do our jobs. I was thinking about linking planning and NEPA and institutional models, and how many people remember the major investment studies? Yeah. You still do those, by the way? Okay, so major investment studies is one of those things that was kind of a precursor to linking planning and NEPA. And why is linking planning and NEPA such an important thing to do? Well, because it's all related to delivering transportation projects, and it's about efficiency, and it's one of those streamlining things. It's looking for the best ways to do the work that we do, and it's also about being responsible to the community. It's being responsible to the environment. So making sure that whatever we're doing, whether it's planning or NEPA or project development or design and construction, is done not in a vacuum, but with consideration of all the other things that are going on. So that leads me to the PEL, planning environmental linkages, where planning and NEPA linkage is just one piece of that whole puzzle, if you will. And I'm gonna talk a little bit about responsibility. I'm gonna talk a little bit about doing some things for the right reasons and why we're doing them. I'm also going to, at the end of this presentation, tell you a little bit about what FHWA is doing with our PEL program. So by any other name, it's about integration. It's about integrating approaches. It's about making connections, and it's about making the process more efficient. I'm sorry, I got to move. I can feel my mouth getting dry as we speak, or as I speak. Sorry about that. So, first of all, you have to recognize that you're dealing with a system or systems. And I'm certain, what do you guys do, by the way? Planners? NEPA people? NEPA. Cultural resources, right? Yeah, man. That's the only thing there is. Yeah, there we go. Community impact. Designers, modelers, yeah, okay, traffic people, yeah, so, you know, it's the whole kit and caboodle, right? So you got to think about everything. We got to think about the system. You got natural systems and you got institutional systems. What sometimes happens, and I'm the world's worst, I'm the guiltiest of the guilty, is I think about NEPA. Think of NEPA. What does NEPA require? And we got other people that think about wetlands, and so it's all about wetlands. You got people that think about cultural resources, and it's all about cultural resources. And you got people that think about communities, it's all about communities. But the thing is, it isn't. Except where the law is required. And so you got all those, laws out there, 404 and NEPA and ESA and all those things. Well, what you got to do is try to bring those things together and recognize you got a system and make them work in unison the best way you can. It's not always easy because sometimes I don't want to say they work against each other, but sometimes they are a little bit running at different angles with one another. But it's about integrated approaches, right? So that's what we're looking at, integrated approaches. Transportation planning through project development and on into design and construction with context-sensitive solutions and a whole plethora of, terms of the day that I could throw at you and won't. So, the continuum. planning, and maybe even before planning, you're looking at a continuum from transportation planning through project development. And think about PEL, or planning environmental linkages, being sort of that, the thing that weaves everything together. And that's what you're actually looking to do, is kind of make sure it works in unison, it works together, and then it's all woven for, headed in the right direction. Now, sometimes the direction is not the same depending on what you're talking about. But remember what your goal is and where we're trying to go. We're trying to comply with the laws. We're trying to meet public expectation. We're trying to comply with the laws as they apply, and we're trying to, at the end of the day, provide safe, efficient transportation for the traveling public. So, transportation planning through project development. That's the piece that I'm gonna focus on. And what are some of the things that the important elements or the essential elements? Well, there's relationship building. There's coordination. Earlier, the better. And earlier for some activities is different than, early is early when it's appropriate. Sharing information, sharing documents, sharing resources, working together efficiently. Data sharing and analysis. Some of the essential elements of this process that I'm going to talk about. So this is, it's kind of a strange diagram, I admit it, and it'll take you, it'll take you after this presentation to kind of put it all together, but what you got is transportation processes on one side, that's the side that's closest to me, and you got natural resource or resource agency stuff going on the other side, and you're coming down from the top to the bottom, from transportation systems planning down to project development and project implementation or a decision coming out of the NEPA process. So transportation planning at the top, NEPA decision making at the bottom, you got resource agencies on that side, and the transportation activities on this side. Now I'm going to try to make it all work for you. So I'm going to talk about three different things very quickly. I'm going to talk about transportation planning and resource planning. I'm going to talk about the top two groups, and that's integrating planning, and then I'll talk about transportation planning and NEPA linkage, and then I have a surprise for you at the very end. I won't tell you what that is right now. You'll leave, maybe. Okay, so this is what's going on in planning. Transportation planning and the 6001. Do you know what I mean by when I say 6001? Safety LU 6001 planning requirements and the new final rule. FHWA's and FTA's planning regulations. So part of this is requirement, and part of this is think about doing the right thing at the right times. Now, I say it because there are certain things that are required, and those I'm going to talk about. There are things that are not necessarily required, but a way of doing business that is optional, but nevertheless, it depends on how well you do the consultation and how well you're looking at mitigation and the environment, how well you're integrating environment in the transportation planning process. So 6001, basically the planning final rule requires that the plans be developed in consultation with state, local, and tribal agencies for statewide planning. Those local agencies that are responsible for land use management, natural resources, environmental protection, conservation, and historic preservation. The idea is to make sure that the transportation plan is consistent with the other planning that's going on in the local area or in the state. So to take the transportation plan and compare it to other conservation plans or other activities of other agencies, looking for consistency. And to incorporate and include in the transportation planning process as the plans and the TIPs and STIPs and what have you are being developed, that they're being developed conscious of what the environment is in a particular area. So developing transportation plans consistent with conservation plans, the planning activities of land use agencies and others, and making sure that the plans are being developed with an eye towards environment. And then the second part, also required in the planning final rule, is to include mitigation or to look at and consider mitigation. So the types of potential environmental mitigation activities and the areas that can be where these activities can be carried out. And these including activities that could have the greatest potential to restore and maintain the environmental functions affected by the plan. So these are requirements. These are the things that the planners are required to do. And the consultation and considering mitigation in the development of plans, I think, while there are minimum requirements, I think the benefits are extremely great in terms of getting us to where we need to go, building good relationships, interagency coordination, and developing sustainable transportation plans. Okay, so now the transportation part. And now to think about planning and NEPA linkages. So, hello? It's not me. Why do we want to link transportation planning and the NEPA process? Why? Anybody? Because there's a heck of a lot of good NEPA stuff going on in the transportation plan that we don't take advantage of, and that's really the idea. Let's take advantage of the things that we're doing and planning in NEPA. And we've been able to do this for a long time, for forever. There's no prohibition. In fact, this idea and this concept goes clearly back to 1978 and the CEQ regulations. The CEQ and NEPA itself recognizes that the federal government is involved in planning activities and generally prior to implementation. So in transportation planning, there's a very institutional, very formalized transportation planning process. And the transportation planning process should be managed with an eye towards the individual transportation project development, so that as you're developing plans and these projects are being shot out of these transportation plans and being initiated, that you can at that point take advantage of the work that you've done. And what kind of work are we talking about? We're talking about project purpose and needs. A great place to define project purpose and need. You can look at alternatives. You can do inventories. And in fact, if you go back and look at what I just talked about with the 6001 requirements, if you're developing mitigation and transportation plans, that ought to feed directly into your NEPA process. So you can screen alternatives. You can screen modes. You can get down lower than that and get on the ground level and eliminate alternatives. So the question always is, well, then what do I have to do in order to take advantage and use this in my NEPA process? Well, in 450, the planning regulations allows us to use this information and incorporate it by reference, or actually append it to our NEPA studies under certain circumstances. So as long as the lead agencies involved in NEPA agree that that information is useful to them, and that that systems level or quarter level information is developed in these ways with the involvement of agencies and with public review, there was a reasonable opportunity for comment, that the documentation is available, and availability is a very important piece of this. The information must be available, readily available, in order to integrate it and to incorporate it either by reference or actually incorporate it into the NEPA process. So, linking planning and NEPA, that's, you know, 6002, do you know what I mean when I say 6002? It's NEPA for transportation projects. Okay, so looking at what is required under 6002, the coordination for purpose and need and the coordination for alternatives and for methodology, looking at the advantage of incorporating that into your study at NEPA, from planning, as long as you're doing planning with an eye towards that goal. And then this is the last thing I was talking about, and this is just NEPA here. And this is the integration of taking advantage of planning in the 6002, in the NEPA process, in the environmental impact statement and EA process. Recognizing the requirements of 6002, the requirements for 6001, and where they actually come together. I don't want to focus on the negative, but there are these things you have to think about. Planners don't. You know, I once was told that the surest way to clear a room of planners is say NEPA, and I found that to be true over the years. We're not talking about NEPA-izing planning. What we're talking about is making the two work better and integrate better. Some of the things that's going on, I'm going to go through this real quick. PEL, Planning Environmental Linkages, just some of the things that we have going on in the agency. We actually have a program. Check out our website, and it talks about the number of different activities that are going on in our program. Ecological and integrated planning, context-sensitive solutions, and even global climate change. Very, very important in the sense of planning and environment linkages. The Integrated Planning Work Group, how many people are familiar with Executive Order 13274 and that whole process, the infrastructure task force? Well, there were three task force. Three working groups, one purpose and need, one on indirect and cumulative impacts, and one on integrated approaches. The integrated approaches working group is just about the only one that's still really active. And they have a number of different things going on. I want to talk about ecological because this was really a key success for us, and it is about planning the smart way, ecological planning done right? Smart planning. There's a bunch of projects going on that came out of this effort. And if you haven't seen this report, I highly recommend that you get this report and take a look at it. It's fairly readily available, downloadable from the Internet. Conservation and transportation planning workshops, I just wanted to mention that we have done a bunch of these. We're going to do a bunch more. In fact, I think the next one is October in Oregon, I believe is where we're going. But it's just about building relationships and partnerships. You bring transportation officials and a resource agency and local land use planners and groups all together and get to know one another, figure out how to work better, and how to use technology better and appropriately. And then some of the things going on in the future, state DOD best practices, there's a lot of really good work going on that we'd like to take advantage of and capture. States have been doing this a long time. Some have been doing really excellent work. We would like to know and be able to share with others what's going on around the United States. Some of the resources, are they going to have this available? Is it going to be available? Okay, so he says it's going to be available. I have actually a handout. I have to dig it out of my briefcase, but I will do that. And then just a number of the people are going on. So that you know that the Transportation Planning Office of Federal Highway Administration and the environmental offices actually do talk to one another. They really do. Thank you very much.
Just as a note, all of the presentations will be available in podcast format shortly after each of the presentations or each of the sessions is complete. They're going to try to put the podcasts of those out there, so you'll be able to download them. And if for the panel, if you do have presentations, if you'll turn them in to the info desk, they'll put those out there also.
Thank you. I'm Mike Brough from North Carolina DOT, and John's flub when he asked me if there was anything that he needed to not say about my resume. I said, no, it's all right, but I didn't know it was going to change the critical piece of where I graduated.
I'm from one of those SEC schools.
Yeah.
I'm from Tennessee, so.
North Carolina, know, that probably would have gotten you shot there. Yeah. But that's okay. I am an NC State graduate, and I'm sure y'all have similar rivalries down here. But I am happy to be here, and I think that what I'm going to talk to you a little bit about today, it's a work in progress, but it provides a good linkage. That's a common word and a word that we use quite a bit, but it does provide a common linkage between what Fred talked about and what's going on in Florida with the ETDM and the corridor planning. But I think as we move along, you'll really see some of the similarities of what we're doing, but also some of the differences where we're actually trying to go all the way back to the systems planning process and do a lot of coordination and stakeholder involvement at the very early. So that's not it.
Should be one on the bottom. Yeah. Okay, second one.